This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. How are you out there? It is Wednesday. We are in Mexico. Half of our day just got chopped in half. Loved it so much. Couldn't sleep till 4 a.m. last night because I was just thinking about how long my fucking day was and how tired I was going to be. Then I went to sleep and woke up like 3 hours later to a text that was like, you only have one thing to do today. Did you love that text? Or did you?
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice to get
I mean, my day isn't as hard as your day, but
could it still be still got to wait a wrap.
Did we have Diet Coke too late?
Dude, we are crushing these little Diet Cokes.
They little have, baby
they
Diet
have
Cokes.
Little baby Diet Cokes on set.
I just like tucking
They're
them in next to my...
so tiny. They got to be half the size, right, of a regular can? What are we talking here? Okay, a regular can, I got one next to me, is 12 ounces, obviously. And this is fucking 235 milliliters. No, don't do this to me.
It's interesting because I wonder why they go with...
355
okay.
for a can, a big can, a okay. regular can. And 235, so
it's 100 less.
Okay,
why? I wonder why. I like Coke Light. I like the name of it.
Coca Light.
It has a nice ring to it. You don't really have to think about the whole diet culture.
I know calling it diet really was a attempt on their part back when it probably came out, where that was like a cool word, and now it's just such a not cool word.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine them kind of maybe shifting. Although Diet Coke is such a brand name, and that Kanye has a new song called Diet Coke. Is that right?
It's either a song or an Instagram post. I don't know anymore.
I'm one and the same. But we are. I got off the sauce for so long.
Yeah, I'm back on
so hard. And they're such a nice little treat, these little ones. They make you feel like you're not doing anything. They're the vaping of diet soda.
Yeah, it's like finger sandwiches.
Yep.
oh, I'll just have 15 finger sandwiches. It's just one sandwich, but really you ate 9 sandwiches. Like, it doesn't add up. Yes. You know what I mean?
It's you'll get it in. They're so itty bitty, though, and they make you feel like you're not. I also like they make me feel like I'm not contributing as much trash. Like, it's all just a lie because I drink. How many do you think you had yesterday?
Honestly? Like, really? 15, if maybe 15.
15.
I'm going deep. I'm going a case a day, easy, or a 12-pack a day.
And they don't do anything for you that...
Well, we're idiots. We think...
Well, they have caffeine in them.
Because we're on set all day, I think I need to stay awake. But really, I stay awake without, like...
Yeah, you'd be golfing and awake and alert on the field. Yeah. I know. Work, for some reason, makes you think we need to just keep...
Eating sugar or not sugar, but like something to put
just
in our...
Just put things in our body constantly to like keep us going because chugga, 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 chugga. Because, but I will say that if I wasn't working, I would be sleeping. On my days off, I'm not someone who's like, let's go on an adventure.
Yeah, no, we're not adventure people.
You do. You play golf every time and then you go to Sippers and watch the... Well, you do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The other day I picked up Robin to go do laundry at my place, and I thought we were just gonna come back here to like go get I was the day off. I thought we were just gonna come back here and she's gonna do her laundry, and then Jen and her both get in the car and they're like, do you want to go? So you want to go to the mall? And I'm like, what? Oh, okay. I didn't know. I'm glad I wore like a semi-decent outfit to come get you. And we went to the mall all day, and it ended up being really fun, but I was kind of, I didn't know we were going, and I was kind of just like, oh, did I felt like I missed a text or something, but I got no text. I looked back later and I was like, oh no, I didn't know about this at all.
Well, I think we're similar. We're not mall people in the sense of like, let's go to the mall and see what we figure out. Like, see if we stumble, at least for me, I don't stumble upon stuff. Yeah. I know exactly what I'm going to get. I go right to Foot Locker. I get the same shoes that I have in a different color, mm-hmm. and I get the fuck out of there. Well, some people like to, you know.
I'm making additional purchases for my wardrobe, and so it was also going to be me trying things on, which I wore. Thank God I wore biker shorts and like a tank top, because I don't like going in dressing rooms. I just that lighting makes me hate myself. I can't.
It's the one thing they got to get right. It's
so I just changed in the middle of the store. I just put things on top of my biker shorts, and if things were a little tight, I was like, they should be. It's like tying on something with big socks, you know, where you're like.
I'd rather show my vagina to an 8-year-old boy than go in that lighting.
I will not take off my clothes in a dressing room.
Why is the lighting so bad in there? That's the one thing they have to get
right.
They're
so stupid.
Or a good mirror. Like, they need a good mirror.
I know.
I guess there's not bad.
You know why I think they do it? Because people like me go, you know what? I don't need to try it on. I'm going to just buy a bunch of shit, take it home, and I'll return it. And then I don't return it. And then they make all the money. Because I hate. Why wouldn't they have. Why, there's always a line, even though there's like. You know, no one in the store, no one even buys retail anymore. Who's shopping in person?
You think it's they just hire people to sit in there? sit in the dressing room?
But it's not a system where you feel like, but every single one of my friends loves trying on stuff. They're always like, I'm going to the dressing room. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I'll flex in any dressing room that I go in if there's good lighting. I'll try to see how ripped I am. No, I don't. It's the bad lighting. No, it's weird. My body can look somewhat semi decent, or look like a fucking, a bowl of pudding with cellulite. I don't. It's just it looks really bad depending on the lighting. It's like who it. Or I don't even know who I am.
Shirt or the, just a shirt.
What's that?
I'm like depending on if you're. Wearing a shirt, the lighting on your stomach.
It's
whether
definitely
it's
the lighting
by a shirt.
It's not my body. Couldn't be my body. But
no,
yeah,
lighting is.
It blows my mind. Like Lululemon has great lighting in there. They know.
Never been in one. I go to Lululemon all the time. Will not step foot in one of those dressing rooms. Won't do it. Trying things on the floor. If I can't try it on the floor, I take it home. If it doesn't fit, I give it to my sister, or my mom, or Noah.
Oh, so you don't bring it back.
I never return. That's the thing. I don't return things. I always think it might. Whenever I return something, I get almost nervous that I'm breaking the law and like they think I wore it. Or there's always that kind of the same guilt that follows me through customs.
You don't like maybe going with a boyfriend?
Because I like putting heroin up a balloon in my asshole when I go return a jacket to the Gap anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's so the Gap you're talking about is in your asshole for the heroin. baby Gap. It's just a little baby Gap.
Oh, my God. My asshole is just. I call it the baby gap.
Gap light. Okay, call back.
Gap or light.
Wait.
Diet gap.
Do you like, if let's say you go with a boyfriend, you try on, maybe you don't look in the mirror, but you come out for him to be like, is this cute? Do you like that whole process?
I'm going to say a hard no, because I don't want him, because if I like something.
Yeah.
And I see him go, it's going to affect whether or not I get it. And I don't give a fuck whether or not he likes it. If I like it, I like I want him to be attracted to me in it, but it's about, I don't want to say I don't give a fuck, because I do care about being adorable to the guy that I like. If you listen to the podcast,
feel like healthy,
you know that I like.
Yeah.
I don't want to look healthy. I want to look adorable. No, but I think that a lot of times I have fashion choices that, let's just say Chris, the guy I'm seeing, is just probably like, it's not, like he would say something like, it's not my favorite, but if you like it, you know, that kind of thing where it's like, I'd rather just you not partake in this. And I
love that answer. It's not for me, but listen, if you like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear it. I'm like, well, you're a guy and this is a sundress. I also think that he's such a cutie when he has like new, he really is like a, I don't want to say, he's not like a clothes horse. Is that what they call it?
A clothes horse?
I think they call it like a clothes horse when people are like obsessed with clothes or like love garments. Right, Noah?
I've heard that, yeah.
He's a clothes head? He likes clothes?
Yeah, he does. Oh. He cares. Like, I can't buy him clothes because they will be wrong. You know, like it'll be, I bought him a lot of stuff and it's just like not the right size by like a small margin. He used to put his t-shirts on the roof of his apartment in Brooklyn to age them. Which is like just leave them over a season. So it's snow and rain and fucking.
He would just leave it out there.
Yeah.
And then wash it after.
And then afterwards wash it. And they would be like, that's just a way to get things looking like.
That's so patient.
A little bit more worn. He's so patient.
That's wild.
He's one of the most. I don't understand patience.
No, why would you go to the hospital? Pay the extra $9,000 to have
it. A little homonym joke.
Look weathered.
Like, yeah, I'd rather some woman in Bangladesh.
Stomp on it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. So, what was I going to ask? Oh, so.
But he's very particular about his clothes. And so if I like something on him, he's like very like happy. I can tell he's like, likes it. He's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. I always like something that's unbuttoned and has a little bit of a chest hair coming out.
Interesting.
I like to see a little man peeking out. You know,
what
a
do you think
man
about
cleavage.
You bought me a V-neck the other day for.
Yeah, because I want
like
you to
an
look
F-boy.
Stupid.
V-necks, I look insanely bad in a V-neck.
You needed extra shirts because you have not done laundry since you got here, and you brought a tiny bindle stick of clothing.
How do you know I haven't done laundry?
Because there's no laundry on your premises.
Yes, there is. You just bring the bag downstairs. They do the laundry.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
But I haven't done it.
Okay, so I know because I know you.
Yeah.
And if you did laundry, you would have told me about it.
No, I wouldn't. I don't brag to you about my laundry fucking doing.
You would feel very accomplished if you got your laundry done. This is what you would say. You know what's so nice? It's when it comes back all folded. You would say something like that.
That's
you ever do your laundry?
A sentence that probably
I would love,
has come
I
out of
love
my mouth.
When it comes back. How do they get it so crisp?
How do they get it in such a perfect little square? Yeah, how do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, when I used to send out for my laundry, it was so nice. A fluff and fold.
Oh, dude, if you worked in retail, you could fold like. My brother worked at Bloomingdale's. He came back folding like I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I got a question. So I tried to, I talked to Brenna about, you know, maybe wearing like a nightie to sleep instead of like a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
What's the best way for a guy to get a woman to wear
Has
like
she done it before?
No. Like sexy lingerie.
She's never
maybe
worn
like
sexy
once or
lingerie
twice.
For you?
What do you do?
Yes, she has. I know for a fact she has.
No, she's just sexy as she is.
Why don't
is,
you just but... say, you know something I'd like to see you in? Something like this. And then when you see it.
Should I just buy it?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's the best way to do it. But make sure you just get extra, extra, extra small.
Yeah, what do you buy? What?
Whatever you would like to see her in, dum-dum.
Yeah.
Because it's about what this is about what you want. Because clearly if she wanted to wear it, she would be doing it.
Yeah.
But also, maybe you haven't made it clear because you're so nervous you're going to insult her.
Yeah.
That, hey, but you can just say, you know what would be so hot? You know what I really like and would like to see you in? But then will she go, oh, who's worn this for you that you like it?
Oh, I hope not.
Okay.
Because that's not
because it. I could see that some girls would take it that way. But you could just say, you know, I'm a big fan of lingerie.
Yeah.
Yeah, or it's Valentine's Day coming up, dude. That's like the number one holiday to buy women lingerie.
She did get a nightie, and then I said, oh, that's like a hot little sailor boy outfit. And then that wasn't the good move either.
Was it a nightie or yeah, pajamas?
It was a nightie. It was like white with blue. So
okay.
Probably it was like when I said she was like a whale on accident.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really good at, I don't know. Do you wear lingerie for your man?
I just bought a bunch of stuff that, not a bunch, but two things, which is a bunch for me at Forever 21. Because it was like, you know, pesos, I don't understand pesos. So I'm just like, And Forever 21's already cheap as fuck.
Yeah.
But I bought like two things that I just saw because I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to see Chris at some point soon. And I would like to just, it's just nice when you go in the bathroom and you both know it's about to happen and you come out and you're wearing, I don't like when he comes over and I don't have time to put on something. Like sometimes I'll shower before he comes over because I know we're going to hang out in that way. And he'll come in and I don't like to be already naked before the foreplay starts. I would prefer to wear like a snowsuit.
Like Bridgerton.
Bridgerton. Where you have like 18 layers on. Mm-hmm. So you have time to get super turned on and things for them to just kind of play with and slowly take off. I like that.
So you go in the bathroom, you have the nightie waiting for you waiting in the bathroom?
I just take it. It's not like he's watching my every move. I'm like, what did you just bring in there? What silky pink thing did you
Okay, do? What's the hottest thing a guy could wear? Because then Brenna goes, oh, yeah, I love your tidy blackies that you wear. It really turns me on, which just made me laugh a lot because I wear like little like underwear.
Maybe a costume?
Huh?
Like a role play thing?
Like what? Like a fireman?
Yeah.
Bed? A whole
Yeah, like the whole suit. The big yellow one.
With the helmet.
No, like dressed like a Dalmatian.
Do I bring the dog? Yeah. Do I?
I will say one time.
Like, what's Chris the hottest thing a guy
did a thing. Like, he was coming from a thing where he was coming from a sport where he was dressed up for the sport. And I almost brought him like a Formula One, like racing fucking onesie thing. Because I know that he could be a really good formula. Like if we lived in a town where that was happening, he would be great at it. He would.
He has said that.
And he has Formula One face.
Like, he has Formula One face and body. They're not big people.
And I know that's like I want to be a pop star. That's his pop star, you know?
Yes.
So for me to get to dress like Taylor Swift when I'm on tour is kind of like I wanted to buy him like an actual Formula One onesie, and I think that he would feel really sexy in it.
I don't think you should call it a onesie. I don't think any guy is
his romper,
be like,
his Formula One romper. Festive romper.
You got to call it overalls with long sleeves or something. I don't know. Something.
Well, coveralls or.
His Wrangler suit that's for racing.
Yes. But a man in any kind of like dressed up in a profession that they don't do, just I think both women and men like novelty. And that doesn't mean they want to have sex with someone who isn't you.
Yeah.
But it means that they do, truly, because that's why we are alive and a human species, is because people have fucked more than one person. If monogamy was like what cavemen did, we would be very... If there was only monogamy from the dawn of humankind, we wouldn't be. There wouldn't be people here, as many. You need to proliferate as a species. You need to fuck a lot. So now we can kind of get away with it because we're overpopulated. But yeah, we needed to
fuck new
things.
And people live longer to have more kids. You don't die on childbirth and all that shit.
Yeah, that's true.
What
So we want new, and so you want anything that'll be new. Like, I love when Chris shaves his beard. I'm like, oh, a new guy.
You're like fucking his twin.
Who's this guy? Yes, his
Who's
evil
this twin.
Twin
with a job at Goldman Sachs?
Yep.
But here's the thing. Like, a guy has to put on, like, what's our equivalent to a nightie, though? You know, these are all things that we have, like...
I'm telling you, like, a hot guy, a hot hero or a rich, an athlete.
Here's the other
a
thing.
A suit. Noah?
I was just going to say a t-shirt with your junk hanging out.
No, Noah. That's a bad look.
That's my look, Noah.
That's the Winnie the Pooh, and we don't...
The problem is that's my look like, every night.
I don't like the little penis just dangling. I want something to take off, too. Oh, God.
No, I see what Nikki is talking about.
Avi ever worn anything that you just are very, like, surprisingly turned on by?
Maybe like a dressed dead fetus shirt or something.
I think just like any time he just looks a like really rugged.
Shirt. Oh, yeah.
Just like a cargo pants or something and, I don't know, just a
yeah, like
shirt.
Splattered in paint or blood or something. Like he just got
the
done.
The problem with these costumes you're talking about or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta go to like fucking Johnny version. Brock's. Yeah.
It's always a poor version, so it looks shitty. Like if I wanted to dress like Batman for Brenna, I would need a fucking real Batman.
Batman would be a weird
because I would look like Fat Man.
Funny.
Yeah, that would be funny. That wouldn't be hot.
Okay, you said superhero, though. I was just using an example.
No, I'm thinking, I mean like a hero, like someone who like, you know, a fireman.
Okay, so a fireman.
A police officer, maybe not that.
Okay.
Although that would be hot, too. Sometimes cops.
Maybe a doctor.
A construction worker, like that rugged.
Yeah.
What about when you're dressed up for golf?
It's kind of like a costume.
That's not a good look.
It's kind of hot.
It's feminine.
You're like into a daddy
You're wearing
thing.
That big hat. A dad. Yeah, if you're into like zaddy, like, you know, sugar baby.
A suit's hot, man. I guess. My point was is that
tennis.
A fireman, you would want a real fucking fireman. You don't want like a fucking
lifeguard.
Fake Halloween outfit.
Lifeguard. Yeah, so just go buy like a fucking pair of shorts with the Red Cross on them and get a little floaty.
A little zinc on
and
the nose.
And a whistle.
And a David Hasselhoff mask.
Yeah.
Eating a cheeseburger. Hammered. Something hot.
Yeah, I just...
What happened to him? Where is he? In Germany singing?
Oh, dude, he's fine. But the thing, people always go, what happened to him? And people go, he's rich. He's doing fine. You guys...
Is he doing fine?
Also... Oh, yeah?
There is an update. He, like, was doing a... I think, like, a Patreon or something, and he was starting, like,
good.
A power metal band. He was getting into, like, the rock metal scene.
I still do singing. Know that he, I mean, he had such a following in that respect overseas. Why not? And he's David Hasselhoff. I think he probably does have a lot of money. Why do I think he's so rich, but he only really did Baywatch?
He made plenty of money off that.
I mean just starring on a show that ran in syndication for like
probably made $100 million.
And it's probably still running in different.
He also was very big in Germany as a singer.
Right.
Or like other countries.
Yeah, but I just want to say when people go, oh, that person... We haven't heard from them, but they're rich. They don't. They can just disappear into obscurity. No, that doesn't mean they're happy. They're people always want. It's really rare that someone who became famous is just like fine. Just with painting by the beach. The rest
it's
of their,
their
life.
Choice to not be on television.
Sometimes it is. I guess. I think actors are a little bit more like, I'm just a homebody. I never wanted the spotlight. I just enjoy the. Acting, but I think comedians when they go off and you go, what happened to them? They used to, and you just go, oh, they're probably either maybe they're just maybe they're fulfilled it elsewhere. But I just
doubt
that. All right, let's go to break and come back with some more of this. Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, boy. It's Wednesday, folks. You know what that means. It is Wednesday. Hope you're having all the swells out there. We are here in Cabo San Lucas.
Do you not know where we are? Huh? I don't know where we are.
We're somewhere.
Sometimes it's Cabo San Jose. Sometimes it's Cabo San Lucas. Sometimes it's Cabo Wabo. I don't know where we are.
Who knows, you know? All I know is we're not in
California. I just found out we were on the little strip, Mexico. I thought we were on the mainland, bro. I never look at the geography of a location. We've been in Cabo twice this year. And I was in Cabo last year, and I didn't know where I was for any of it. I thought I was on the other side. I thought I was on the east coast of Mexico. Do you look at a Google map when you're somewhere to go, what part of the state am I going to?
No. yes, I have. Sorry about that.
I think I could just diagnose you with something. just got strep from here. A strepier.
I don't know what that was. That was like a
I make sounds like that all the time.
I think my soul just left my body. Did you see anything fly out of me? Did you see it?
Oh my god, dude. In part of my special, I say horny and I go horn. Like there's a I go, can you take out that like I honk in a like that. Honk. Like, it's this guttural back of the throat. It's really gross. I do it a lot. I got to stop.
Did you have more than one take of saying horny?
No, they could just take out the first horny, like
that part. So horny. It just sounds like I'm trying to.
Horny is a great word.
De-COVID my throat.
A new spinal cord implant helps paralyzed patients walk again.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. A man who was paralyzed from a motorcycle accident in 2017 received an implant and walked again 3 years later. The implant sends electrical pulses to his muscles, mimicking the action of the brain, and could one day help people with severe spinal cord injuries walk and exercise.
What's his name? From Friday Night Lights.
Oh. God dang. What was his name?
It was like one word. I didn't know
you watched that show.
Yeah, I watched the first two seasons. I was obsessed.
So three people have gotten it. And right the next day, they're able to stand up.
Oh, my God.
But not like incredibly well. Yeah. But like, well, yeah. It's wild. I mean,
yeah.
But they said, then there's one doctor that goes, it's not that it's a miracle right away. Not by far.
I'm like, it takes a couple of months for them to do like the rehab and all that.
To like learn how to even do that again.
Yeah. One guy did a backflip. No.
Like those robotics, those dynamics, whatever it's called.
Oh, my God. The robot dogs?
Oh, my God. So scary. Well, you know when people lose an arm and they get an attachment and then they can, like, think and the arm will go like this? Like, it reads the brain impulses of what you would want to do? Those are so... That's so cool.
It's wild that with all the technology we have, whoever made us or whatever made us is still way ahead of, like, whatever we think we know. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, what do you think made us? So you think that humans were created just like snap of the finger and we appeared?
No, I'm just saying whatever we evolved into or whatever our DNA is inside us, our fucking brains, our everything.
It's more complex.
It's more complex than even, you know, we can even imagine.
That, yeah, totally.
But it will get there. We'll get there where we're going
to
be.
I don't think we'll get there to the, like...
Before
no, I think humanity will be wiped out before we honestly understand everything that the brain and like there's still some things like they still don't know like what really hiccups are or what that weird twitch on your arm is sometimes. People are like, vitamins. You're tired. People still don't know
I've gotten that before.
Why we have a fucking pancreas or some shit. You know those things? I think
people know
that. No, people, there's still like some anomalies where they go.
Appendix, I think you mean.
Appendix, that's what I meant. Yeah, the pancreas, I think people.
I mean, it is wild we don't need it. There's some things we just don't need in our bodies. The appendix, I think people get their spleen taken out.
Tonsils.
Tonsils.
Yeah. What about your, those are tonsils. Wait, I always thought tonsils were the thing in the back, the little hangy thing. That's swinging in the back of my throat.
That's, I forget what that's
uvula.
Called. Your whatchamacallit, not your molars. What are you?
Yeah, tonsils.
No.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking of.
No, your wisdom teeth.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of too.
I know.
Tonsils are the things. fuck. Wisdom teeth. Yeah, you don't need those. You don't need I don't really need my earlobe. Well, yes, you do.
You don't need your pinky toe. That's going away, apparently. At least that's what I was told.
Really? Mine is pretty much curled up like a little snail.
Yeah, in like 100 years, we'll have four toes on our
feet. No way. Where did you hear that? TikTok?
I just made it up.
Yeah,
but
probably.
We need all those to kind of grip the ground. G the G. But we actually don't because we wear shoes now. So that is a good point. What?
No, I just love the idea that these chips are going on these paralyzed guys. I mean, I think that's so badass. I think that's like... I don't know. Imagine like your brother got in a car wreck and the next day he's like, oh no, dude, I'm good. Yeah, I can get that shit off the shelf.
Well, we were talking about the cochlear implant yesterday.
Ocular.
Yeah, you were calling it the ocular implant.
Yeah, I thought I knew something.
Yeah, you were real proud of that word.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
If you had bad hearing, you wouldn't know I said it wrong.
If you were in need of one. Yeah, the cochlear implant, well, there's a whole, you know, a lot of the deaf community is like, fuck those things because we're a whole culture that we don't need.
What was that movie?
The Sound of Metal.
Yeah.
That was great with Riz Ahmed. Ooh, he is a hot guy.
Yeah, you like him.
Man. So
No, he, yeah, in the movie, he goes deaf from drumming, and then he wants to get a cochlear implant because he's like, fuck this. I hate this. I don't want to be deaf. And then he goes to live on a deaf farm where all these people are just deaf to learn how to, like, accept the culture and be like, I'm deaf now, and it's actually cool. And it's like, there's no, it's not a handicap and all these things. And they're pretty much say, like, you can't come back if you get that cochlear implant. You're not one of us anymore. And it's the biggest no-no possible. It's like you're excommunicated from the deaf community if you get the cochlear implant, because it's just saying like that deafness is something you should fix, and they don't think it is. And there, it's really the deaf. I don't know exactly what they're called, but the deaf culture is very fascinating to me, and I like that they have their own like club and are very protective of it.
Depending on what your profession is, too. Like he was a drummer, so like there's pressure there. You know what I mean? Like, if you were just, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, his whole livelihood was based off of that. His whole, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Also, he wanted to get back with his girl, and he thought the only way was to be able to play drums again.
Those videos where the babies start hearing shit.
Oh.
I could do a pretty good impression.
All right, let's see. Ready? We just put the cochlear implant inside the baby's ear. Hey. Hey, Stephanie. Stephanie, hey.
That's it.
Nice.
It's just the first sound. They go, it's so cute.
Or they smile. They just go.
Oh, it's so fucking cute. Have you seen the videos where people are colorblind? The guys are colorblind.
Oh, yeah.
And they get the glasses. Those are so fucking touching. Every single time they cry. Every single time.
Why doesn't every colorblind person have those, though? Like, they're not that expensive.
Well, they're not a great looking frame either.
Yeah, they're kind of the blue
we
blockers.
Need to make some like Ray-Bans needs to get on that. I'm dying to give someone in my life those. I'm like, I took the colorblind test to see if I was because it's to be that moved by seeing color is so cool.
I wonder how long that lasts. You know what I mean?
How excited you get.
Yeah. It's like, okay, sweet.
Oh my
God. The sky. Wow.
I just love those videos really seeing men like cry when they don't expect it. Cause at first they just go, oh, oh wow, this is what you guys see all the time? Cool. It's really beautiful. Like they yeah, at first yeah, they're yeah. very cool, like, huh, fucking mountain. I can just like see it's like kind of purple mountains majesty or whatever. Those trees are so great.
That's
it's
what fucking
so cute. I've never been moved
that's
by
what fucking tits look like.
I've never like, been moved in that
that's
way.
That's the color of tits. Like it's just like I also love the idea of a kid getting a cochlear implant.
That's what your nipples
are. Cochlear implant yeah. and being like.
What about a cock implant? Oh,
that's what mom sounds like. He just takes it out like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. Mom sounds like
I liked when she told me to clean my room and it sounded like, you know, a bomb going off, you know, where everyone's.
I mean, it is wild to think that you see like a dog. Like dogs don't see color. They're colorblind.
Yeah. Maybe if we put the glasses on Luigi, he would feel something.
But my dog was racist growing up. So
well, they can see.
It was interesting.
I mean, yeah. It's well, dogs are angry at what they're unfamiliar with. So I'm guessing your dog wasn't raised. Like, I think that dogs, if they're raised by a family with darker skin,
yeah.
and oh, that's all they see, then they see a fucking whitey. Come deliver yeah. the mail, they're gonna freak out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's and
it was wild. Marge would always attack anyone that came to
so
do work on our house or like we were just like Annie and then
Letterman
you can't say anything. You
Annie Letterman would have a great joke about that. Did you ever hear that joke?
No.
She's like, my dog's, you know, just my dog's racist, just like treats black people differently. I'll be walking into the street and she'll see a black guy and she'll just, and it's maybe it's me that she's reading off of, like my kind of instincts. So she just starts sucking their dick. It was something like that. It was really good. All right. Next news story.
Oh, shit.
Open that phone.
Open it up. Okay. So here we go. A slob. Groom, a quote slob, unquote slob. I don't know how to do that.
We
groom
didn't label him the slob.
Okay, yes.
Groom is ripped apart online for wearing a t-shirt and faded jeans to his wedding. Now his wife,
maybe
fully
he's
dressed, hot, like whatever, like wedding dress.
Let's see this.
Jackass. Okay, wait. So I didn't know this until I read a little bit more closely. They're both 16.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
But anyway, back to the outfit.
Okay, she is dressed. She looks like a Instagram filter. I mean, she definitely got a filter on that. But she's fully dressed like a bride, veil, everything. And then the guy is wearing a shirt that says Angelus.
Palm Angels.
It is
an expensive t-shirt.
It is?
Like, it's like $280 to $400.
So. No way. How do you know that?
Well, one, I know because I read the article. Two, I saw our friend Gianni wearing Palm Angels the other day, and I was like, why does everyone's like, God, your outfits cost more than my house. I was like,
those jeans this guy is wearing are terrible.
I mean, I don't see a problem with this. I mean, people are reacting horribly.
If she's fine with it, that's okay.
She doesn't look thrilled.
She looks like she's posing, like she's doing the, like,
sex face. Imagine being 16 and getting, yeah, she's posing for sure. And you can't look happy in a picture to look really sexy.
If you got married and your husband was like, hey, can we just do a casual? Like, we could have people there, but can we not do the whole, like, wedding dress thing? How would you feel about that?
No, I don't want to wear all that beaded shit and like a corset, but I want to look like a bride. I would want to look like, and yeah. I would want it to be a formal thing, but it depends on the person.
What if he
that
goes,
you're
you
marrying.
Do you, I'm just going to do me and wear.
And he shows up wearing, no.
Palm
Angels. I mean, or a NASCAR outfit.
No. Oh yeah. He's wearing the F1.
He drives up in there.
The F onesie. Why didn't we make that connection before?
Oh, that's good.
I'm a big stickler for myself about men dressing up for occasions, like when it's a nice dinner, or I've put a lot of effort in and it doesn't match their effort. I feel so stupid. I go all, yeah. And I know it doesn't mean all of this, but I go to a place of you don't care about you. Yeah. You're not trying as much as I am in this relationship. You're trying to get through this dinner. You'd rather just do takeout. I want to go, like, have a nice evening. I want pictures of this. You don't even care. Like, I just go to, like, you don't love me. And that, yeah, the first time I ever went over to Chris's house, and he was like, and he didn't know that I liked him. It was, I was the host of that show at the time, and he was a producer on it. And I was like, oh, I want to make chili with you, because he was making chili for the cast one Sunday. And I went over and I was like,
what did you wear? A wedding dress?
Yeah.
You're like full, like, I'm ready.
I showed up in a teddy bear costume and
Build a teddy.
And I showed up, and I remember he said, oh, well, it's pretty chill over here. It's Sunday. We're just hanging out. I might be in sweatpants. Not a big deal. Like, that's just the way he was probably being flirty. And I had been triggered before by a guy showing up in sweatpants when I, like, looked so cute. And just he just, like, goes to the door and, like, opens it and then walks away from it. You know what I mean? Like, unlocks it. And then I just have to let myself in.
Oh, God.
And then he's already beelining it back to the couch before I even step in. Oh. And he just falls back on the couch and he has no socks on. And that he is, the, you know, just his sweatpants are fucking dirty and hanging off his fucking body. And and you just go, this guy doesn't even like me. When meanwhile, he probably does. He just doesn't, like, but... To me, that stuff matters. And I remember being like, if you are wearing sweatpants when I open that door, I will be very upset. Like, I got weird about it. And he was just like, okay. Like, I'm sure now.
That'd be a red flag for me if a girl was like, don't be wearing.
I think I just said, you better not. Please put on some goddamn jeans. Or something. You know, I probably made a joke about it. But he answered the door. I think I've told this before. But he answered the door. And I thought they were sweatpants. And I seriously, my heart sunk because I was like, I asked for this and he's wearing fucking sweatpants, but they were light colored jeans. And I was like, yes, he loves me. So
he
dumb.
He was wearing like those jeans.
I used
that
to always,
like,
do little tests for him.
Or whatever.
Oh my God. Okay, we got to go to break and we'll come back with Why Do I Care? And then a collection of kids. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast, because they have, like, all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always, like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know, because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues, like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which It's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country. 150 cities in Canada, the US and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, why do I care?
Why do I care?
Oh boy, this is pretty wild. And I was watching the video while we were starting.
Oh, really?
Nelly apologizes after a video of him receiving oral sex somehow ended up on his Instagram story. I sincerely apologize to the young lady and her family. This is unwanted publicity for her and them. While Nelly's face was not visible in the X-rated clip, his voice could be heard saying, hot in here. Filmed an unidentified woman performing oral sex.
So why is it embarrassing for her and her family if she's unidentified? Could you see her?
I felt like you could see her pretty well.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see his dick?
You couldn't really see him, but you could hear him. I didn't watch the video, though.
Did you see his dick, or did you just see her head bobbing?
I only saw one video, and I didn't see all of his cock, which is probably a good thing for him. Because, like, it didn't show. I think, maybe it did. Maybe I just saw a video that was cut off.
If you had a huge dick, though, would you mind people seeing that?
That's the thing. Did he release it because his cock looked good? Who knows? It's been a while. I mean,
I'm sure he didn't mean to. There's been times where I almost posted something on my story that was so not made for the story. But it's just like, it's so weird. My hand would like, I've never accidentally posted stories, but there's been times where it's almost slipped and I've gone, like it, and then sometimes it doesn't load, you know, and then you have to wait for it to load before you delete it, and so then you get distracted by someone, and then it's just load. Oh, it's just
well.
And sometimes it goes. This is staying on your Facebook story.
Well, that's what his people are saying.
Speculating that he got hacked, which to me sounds like they don't know.
Penalized by Instagram for putting up oral sex, and what do you just see the woman's head? Like, do you see her slobbing on a knob for 15 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
It was a minute long video.
Yeah, it goes through. It's four different stories. It might as well be its own reel.
That must have been a couple of slides.
I wonder how long was it up for. I love the one person who's watching Nelly's stories and caught it and was just like, "Yeah, I knew my ticket would come in someday." There can't be that many people watching Nelly's stories.
Yeah, that's true. I think he's got 3.3 million followers. Yeah. But screen recording of
I'm one of them.
Depending on how long he's left it up. I mean, who the hell is getting ready? Like, what? Oh, there's his dick. Get it. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder.
Well, if I saw a dick, I'd go back and screen record immediately. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Screen recording is just a nice little feature.
It really is. And it's not on until you put it on, which is interesting. I mean,
what?
I don't know.
Wait,
how much money would it cost? Huh?
How much would what cost?
I'm just trying to think.
Suck Nelly's dick?
Yeah. Everyone talks about that abandoned house that he has in St. Louis.
Oh my, it looks so cool.
You should buy it and then suck his dick in it. No, but how much do you think, like, if you were putting out an album and you were like, your record sales are gonna go up.
Here we go.
80%.
Old conspiracy theorist Andrew saying that every post is about
he put out a song with Neil Young. Nelly Young.
Did he
think
really?
About it? Put it together.
Did he really?
No.
Oh, that was the Neil Young thing that you said.
Hand drop.
Yeah, you think everything's for publicity. Listen, can it be both? And also, no, it can't because it would be
I'm just asking, how much money would it take for you to put up a quick Insta story?
I'm telling you, dude, if I wanted publicity, I could put up a fucking sex tape.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
So what's the number?
I wouldn't do it because I don't lie, and I would have to pretend like I accidentally did it, and I can't do it.
That's the only thing holding you back?
I mean, no, it's not, but I think that if I got to a point in my career where I mean, that's how so many women have become extremely famous, is releasing sex tapes and then claiming that they were hacked.
Well, the problem is now is like there's been so many, it's not a big thing anymore.
I swear to God, if something got leaked from me, it would, anytime I get any bad press, anytime anything happens that's bad.
It's been a positive.
It's always been good for me. And I've always gone, oh no, but it's always, I get Google or Google. The only thing you want is people seeing your name. It doesn't really matter the context at some point, especially when it's not something that's like that bad. And especially if it's, I was violated and I also look amazing.
That's the thing. His penis, I assume, looked pretty big.
Well, it's hard to make let's just say just because you have a big penis or a hot bod doesn't mean you did purposely do it.
No.
That's, I think it actually could be the red herring that makes you go, oh, this guy would never release this. His dick looks small. But also, we're talking about him. You know, like, it could be the thing, like, if a guy's video came out and his dick was small, you'd go, there's no way he did this.
Oh, but maybe he did.
But maybe he did it because he goes, no one would ever think that small dick man, would release one. I'm just saying, Andrew.
It's a good point, but Chris Brown's dick got out.
Would you ever do something?
Depends how much money I get.
Well, it could mean the difference between you having a number one
Netflix
special. Here's
the thing. If a girl was, that wouldn't happen. If a girl was blowing me, I would get me. I'd probably lose 9 followers.
No, we've talked about this. Men on Instagram, when they post pictures with their girlfriends,
that does well, but not
they get so many likes, more than any other post. And women, when they post pictures with their boyfriends, they lose followers.
My argument is that. Not if the guy's more famous than the woman.
Okay, but take that out of it. I will say that men, when they post with a woman who's not famous, that's their girlfriend, they get more likes even.
I don't know.
I don't like it. Whenever a guy I'm crushing on Instagram and I follow just because they're like hot, they have like, oh, we're expecting. I'm like, unfollow. Like, I just don't. I don't want to see this. It makes me jealous. I want to, like, my fantasy is that we'll end up together or whatever. You know, like, I just don't. Sometimes I'm just jealous or I want to mute, but it would make me not like it as much. But for some reason, I've noticed when guys are like, this is my girl, people fucking 20,000 likes in a minute. And women, I mean, I've never done it, but when you post like, my boo,
yeah,
drop off severe.
Interesting. I wonder.
I have 69% male followership on Instagram, even though men seem to very much hate me on Reddit. And YouTube and Facebook and in my family and personal life
and in the room,
and in this very
looking at me. No, I'm just trying to think, like, if I think it's probably because, like, guys, I guess in our culture is less likely to be tied down.
I want to do some actual. Like, I want to do some research on this because I want to prove my point.
Because if you go to JJ Watt's wife's Instagram, right? She'll put up a picture of her playing soccer. She's a professional soccer player. Maybe, like, you know, 10,000 likes. Then if she puts up a picture of her and him,
that's different.
80,000 likes.
That's different. When they're a family that you know that is like Tom Brady and Giselle together, oh my God, of course they're going to be, it's going to get more likes. But I'm talking about girls that have been single before that then put, when the guy, like, are announcing their boyfriend.
I think I would say that first announcement is going to get more likes than you've ever gotten.
Okay, maybe let's not do first announcement. Let's do, like, but a girl that is, like, with a guy for under a year and posts about him, then it's going to get less. Let's get to collection of kids.
It also depends on who your followers are. So your followers are different. You have a lot of male followers that probably don't want to see you with another guy. But if you're just a regular girl who's, like, just putting up photos, they get more likes when they're in a couple. That's why they do it all the time.
I'm just saying that girls who follow men are usually supportive when they get girlfriends, and men who follow women are not supportive.
Depends if they're famous, I think.
Okay, but also as someone who is not famous, who's not famous, I can agree with what Nikki says.
When you put up a picture with you and Avi, you get less likes?
Just like in general, through my whole life, when there's a guy involved, there's less interest from other people. You know, likes, whatever, or even like in real life, when it's just me, there's more interest.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
And that's
because
just experience.
Men, I mean, this goes back to men just wanting to fuck everything. And when there's a man in the picture, you can't fuck it. But women know that men will still fuck you even if you have a woman in your picture. So they still like it.
This is what I want to
eat. I cracked the code.
This is what I want. I want our listeners, send in. If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or no, if you have a boyfriend and you're a girl, send in your latest pic of you alone and your latest pic of you with your significant other. And
love,
let's start
this.
Seeing who has...
And do not try to sway us either way. You pick the latest picture of you and your boyfriend where it's like,
just
not
whatever.
Just him in the,
like,
background.
Like, here we are in Outback or whatever.
Right. It can't be one that he might be. It might be your brother.
Here's
it has
the other
to be
thing,
my boyfriend.
But there's a lot of variables here. If the girl's in a bikini alone, it can't compare.
Clothed.
Both have to be clothed.
And then we compare. And they have to be, like, kind of recent, you know? And don't pick your latest alone picture. Don't pick the one. Don't try to impress us with your numbers. You're not going to.
And no, like, alone selfie, like, my dog just died. Like, no bullshit like that either.
Okay. Let's try this. And maybe give us a sampling, because maybe just taking one, we won't get a good gist of it.
Yeah, give us the a nice sampler.
Okay, let us know on Nikki Glaser Pod. We appreciate it. Okay, let's get to collection of kiss.
Getting ready for some kiss.
So, if you are new to the show, welcome to the show. A big word we use around here is kuh. It originated in high school with me and my friends. It is a way to describe someone who's doing something so that other people perceive them to be cool, but they act like they're not doing it on purpose. They act like it's just a part of them. However, if they were alone in a vacuum, they would not do it. So it is only to act like they're cool.
Only.
Prime example is this is revving your engine, just peeling out.
Wine culture.
Or having any kind of shirt that's like, my shirt that I just got called, that says Budweiser. It's just like, kuh. Like anything that just makes you look like you drink a lot, or like is trying to make people perceive you in a way that you really aren't truly. It's just you trying to be cool.
Yeah.
but acting like you're not.
Like a license plate that says, like, you know, hairy, big nuts or whatever.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
Something like that. Something where you're bragging and you're not really being self-aware.
And it is such a satisfying word once you start using it and you just go, okay. And you say it with disdain. And people that don't even know what it means just get a sense that they somehow are awful and need to change.
All right. So what do we got? What are some good ones?
All right. Here's a voicemail from Clayton.
Hey, what's up, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah? Big fan of the pod, you guys. Keep
Thanks,
up
Clayton.
The good work. I'm in the process of trying to catch up through all the episodes. I'm
Cutie.
In the 70s now, so hoping to be up to current date soon.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, keep bringing me all the swells. It's been an awesome ride so far, a journey of self-discovery and laughs, and I just love the openness.
Thanks so much.
But what I
want
to talk to you guys today about is perhaps a potential cure moment. I just want to know. I skateboard as a hobby. And I've been making a lot of progress with it lately, and I've been very proud of myself.
Nice.
I sort of relate to Nikki and her guitar adventures. But I posted a video on Instagram showing off my progress on some tricks. Of course, it's for my own gain, so people can congratulate me and see how far I've come. I just sort of had this moment after I posted it, like, uh-oh, I think I'm being cool. Mm. Anyways, all the best, you guys. Take care, and keep on rocking.
Clayton, thank you so much for your quandary.
I want to be friends with that guy.
I know.
Nice guy. Now, I just love that guy.
Now, this is an interesting one. I get a lot of besties asking, I'm probably being cool when I do this. And I got to say, if this one's tough, though, because would he post it in a vacuum? No, because what would be the point of that? There's no one else that exists. You can't get feedback. But the cool involves acting like you're not doing what you're doing. Mm. And when you're posting a clip of you doing tricks, it's very clear that you're not going, oh, look at how I fucking fall on my ass at the end here, but it's a bunch of you cool tricks first.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
There's no hidden agenda here.
Exactly. You are blatantly putting it out there like, this is a cool thing that I'm trying to do. I'm showing myself, like, you know, stumbling into this new territory where I'm kind of proud of myself. Not cool at all. Doesn't even come close to
cool. I think the caption matters. I think if the caption's like, hey, I'm learning. I can't believe, you know, he probably sounds like he's like in his mid-20s. To learn skateboarding later in life.
Yes.
That's fucking ballsy.
It's just cool. It's just cool.
And so if he's like, hey, I'm starting this later in life.
Yeah.
Check out my progress. Great. But if it's more like,
yeah,
you suck. I rule, like something like over the top of, like,
or if it's like an emoji that's looking to the side, like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like, kuh. But
he sounds like he's far from kuh.
Wanting a compliment and actually putting something out there that people will like, not kuh. But if you are, the hidden agenda part is going to make it kuh. So Clayton, you pass the kuh test. You are not kuh. And if you have a question about being kuh, you're not kuh.
Okay, so here's a quick story from Katie, and this is for sure a kuh.
Okay, good.
My friends and I are all at a local dive bar sitting at the high top table that faces out the front window where you can people watch all of the drunks stumble down the snow-covered sidewalks. I hear my friends say, oh man, look at this one. And here comes a tall, lanky dude riding a road bike through the snow with a fucking naked blow-up doll tied to the back of his bike. This dude ends up stopping right in front of the bar, chains up his bike, and walks up to the bar entrance. Turns out the dude is my fucking 38-year-old ex-boyfriend who's just in town for the weekend. I was embarrassed for him, but mostly for myself.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that sucks to be calling out some guy from afar and then be like, wait, I blew that guy.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Good for you not being with him anymore. But
right.
Also, what was the blow-up doll for? Like, was he doing it because he's like, I'm Impractical Joker's prank. Gone, you know, like, he lost.
He's peacocking. He knows he's going to get to the bar. Everyone's going to see the blow-up doll. Everyone's going to give him a high five. Like,
and he's just going to go, what? That's Veronica.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's the big deal?
She's way cooler than my ex-girlfriend. She doesn't talk back like my fucking ex, Lex. Oh, hey, Lexi.
This guy is cut. That's so funny. This guy is cush shit.
Oh, you know, he's
like
cush,
most fuck. Guys' tactics to get people to pay attention to them is cuh.
Yeah.
And
in a way, in a small, very small way, sometimes cuh, I still respect it a little bit just because it's going against social norms. And I do kind of like that sometimes.
And they're taking a risk.
Yeah. And I'm afraid of that.
Yes.
Myself.
Yes. But there is just something where it's like, it would be refreshing if he was like, ah, I'm just trying to get laid. So this gets the lady's attention. Like knowing what you're doing, using it, just being honest is the antidote to cuh. Do we have any other cuhs?
We have so many. All right, here's
final thought.
Here is a voicemail from Gabby.
Hey, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. This is Gabby. Wanted to share a totally cuh song with you guys. Remember this shit? Drugs, women, wine, weed. So anyways, love you guys so much. Jack Skellington.
Hi, Gabby. I don't know that song.
I don't either, but I do like that she kept it under 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. She definitely followed the rules. I mean, anything with wine, weed, the something. What was the first part? The blank, the women.
The women.
I don't know that song. I don't know Hassle? Wine, weed, and women. It sounds like a Hasselhoff song.
Wine, weed, and women. I mean, it's kind of, I kind of like that it's alliteration, and that guy definitely was, if we just wrote a song about wine, weed, I mean, I don't blame him for putting out the song, but it's cuz fuck, and people who would blare it were definitely cool. I bet this girl is a lot younger than us, and it was just a thing in college.
Yeah, I don't know that song. Lots it sounds of like an older songs. Song. Yeah, there's a ton of cuz songs. I'm trying to think of the killer song.
I mean, any kind of, I mean, the only music I know is Taylor Swift, and I'm not going to even get into some cuz lyrics, but there's been a few. And by the way, I've been cuh before too, so no hate. But
a lot of country music is cuh.
Yeah.
Like,
I come back not stronger than a 90s trend.
Oh, shots fired.
No, not shots fired.
Oh, okay, shots back delivered.
I actually like that lyric. It doesn't fit in the song Willow. The rest of the song is
shots
like
shots fired again.
I just love the idea of someone knowing that the thing they came up with is cool, like a lyric. Like, you can tell that she was probably like said that once because she's a fucking clothes horse, wordsmith.
Yeah.
She's amazing with, you know, just turns of phrase. So I come back not stronger than a 90s trend. She probably was like, oh, fuck yes. Wrote it down. And then I just think at one point she was like, at the end of the album, she was putting it together and she goes, fuck. Shit, I forgot to put in stronger than a 90s trend. That's a really good lyric. Where can we put it, you guys? And they're like, well, Willow has this lyric isn't the strongest. We kind of had a placeholder. And she's like, okay, let's throw it in here because it doesn't fit. And it's a little bit, and she does it like, she says it in a way that you're like, oh, she knows this is a good line.
Hey, look, shots fired, man.
Shut up. They're not fired. We're not fired. I have nothing bad to say ever about Taylor Swift. Oh my God.
All right, it's getting hot in here.
Stop it.
It's Nelly's dick in my mouth for $20.
For $20?
And a tour of his abandoned house. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Who am I?
What? You reading the news? Andrew always looks down when he's reading the news, but he was just doing an impression of a girl sucking a dick.
Yeah, go on YouTube. You can see Nelly's dick getting sucked by me.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Maybe we should do a little bit more cuz for Fanthrax, because I feel like we didn't get through enough today because we talked too much, as always. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you tomorrow. Love you guys. Don't be cuh and
Jack. Shots fired.
No, you can't just, it has to be a Jack thing.
It's
going
to be bad. No, it's going to be, it's bad out there.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.